It's Maundy Thursday, and we're in the middle of our observance of Holy Week. We see this week as the fulfillment of thousands of years of prophecy when the perfect Lamb, Jesus, submitted to Roman authorities, suffered the pangs of death, and finally rose gloriously on the third day. There are all sorts of ways to observe this week. One way is to go down to Texas, outside of Amarillo. Next to a busy highway, a man constructed quite a tribute to the life of Jesus. Maybe you've seen this. This man sculpted all these scenes from metal. It shows that the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper by breaking bread in the upper room. He was captured in the garden. He appeared before Pilate. And he was forced to carry a cross. And so on. After stumbling under its weight, Simon of Cyrene helped with the burden. Jesus committed no crime, and yet he was crucified, nailed to a cross, and placed between two criminals, and laid in a tomb. Jesus had no servants, and yet they called him Master. He had no degree, and yet they called him Teacher. He had no medicine, and yet he healed the sick and cured the blind, and even raised the dead. It looks like a nice tribute to our Lord down there in Amarillo. Go check it out sometime. Today is Maundy Thursday, and four major things happened on this day, on Maundy Thursday. You remember the four things? He instituted the Lord's Supper, we know that already. He also washed his disciples' feet. Very significant. Then he went to the garden to pray with three of his disciples. And then finally was betrayed and arrested. The word Maundy is very applicable to you. And it focuses on the second of those four events. The special meaning of the word Maundy is illustrated in the washing of the disciples' feet. And Jesus set the example. After that, we read, after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. And then later, so when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you." And here's where the word Maundy comes in, when he adds, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word Maundy from the Latin is where we get the word command, and also the word mandate. The Maundy in Maundy Thursday refers to that command that Jesus gave his disciples at the Last Supper to love one another. And what a great lesson for the disciples. Instead of being told to repay the favor by washing Jesus' feet, they were instructed to serve one another by washing each other's feet. I think Jesus would say that every day should be Maundy Thursday. for Christians. And you know what? In a way, yesterday was an example of that. When you served other fellow Christians to beautify our campus. And I want to thank you. Thank you all for doing that, by the way, for chipping in and taking care of campus for us. Really, it's a way of washing one another's feet. So thanks. Got Kenny there in the middle of throwing a pile on the tarp. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for doing that yesterday. And what about today? How can you wash one another's feet today? And what about tomorrow? It's a good thing to remember the Last Supper and the washing of feet and the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. It's a good thing to remember the Lord's example of humility when He submitted to the Romans. And His example is servitude. It's a good thing to remember the mandi, or that command or mandate of our Savior for all of us to love one another in Christian love. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Now, in a departure from the norm, instead of the entire assembly singing, I was moved a couple weeks ago with a tour choir number, and I said to myself, I really want to get that in chapel on Maundy Thursday, because this exactly correlates to this chapel. And so what I'd like is tour choir to sing four stanzas of that selection, When You Woke on Thursday Morning, on that Thursday morning. I think it's just very poignant. And I can't project the words, but I'm sure they'll sing with very good diction, so you'll all be able to understand it. So in just a few seconds, we'll get going on that.